Well, good afternoon, everyone. It is a beautiful day. And as Mr. Noggle said in the opening prayer, we do have a number of things to be thankful for. And with Thanksgiving next week, next Thursday, I thought I would talk about a grateful attitude, having a grateful attitude, or being thankful to God. Well, Thanksgiving was proclaimed as a day of Thanksgiving, I guess first by President George Washington, but it wasn't universally kept in this nation until Lincoln's time, and he designated the last Thursday in November as a national day of Thanksgiving. Later it was changed by Congress to the fourth Thursday. Just in case you're curious, we're homeschooling a couple of our grandchildren, and that's one of the things that they're studying now, so thought I would throw that in for your information if you've forgotten. Anyway, it's a day that I look forward to a lot, Thanksgiving. It's obviously one of the few holidays that we can participate in and feel good about. And when we sit down to a bountiful dinner on Thanksgiving of turkey and all the trimmings, and with our family and friends in a peaceful environment, it's easy to be grateful for all of that. And we should be thankful. God wants us to be thankful to Him for our blessings. And there are numerous places in the Bible that talk about being thankful to God or the need to be thankful for God. I know that King David was one of those men of God who was always very thankful for what he had, even though he went through some difficult trials. And in Psalm 100, verse 2, the psalmist, and it wasn't David, but anyway, it's a psalm of thanksgiving. In Psalm 100, verse 2, it says, "Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before His presence with singing." We do that. In verse 4, it says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving." So we're to be thankful when we come here, God's presence, "and into His courts with praise, and be thankful to Him, and bless His name." And it gives two good reasons why we should do that. The Lord is good. He is good. No one else is good, but He is. His mercy is everlasting. That's a very good reason, isn't it? God is a very merciful God. And His truth endures to all generations. Actually, that's three good reasons. But at any rate, we do have a lot of reasons to be thankful for God. A lot of reasons to be thankful we're here on this Sabbath day, meeting in peace, as Mr. Noggle said. Thankful for that. Thankful that we can be here in this nice building and don't have to worry about the government coming down on us and breaking up our meeting and things like that. Thankful that we have enough money to be able to come here, you know, with gas prices the way we are. A lot of people around the world don't have that. Thankful that we can be here in this great nation that God has blessed. It is a nation of great plenty and prosperity. And although we'll sit down to our Thanksgiving dinner and have plenty and be very, very full afterwards, we need to keep in mind that about a third of the world is doing without and hungry and in some cases starving. Here in the United States, we have an average income of over $40,000. I don't know how many average people there are in here, but anyway, that's pretty good. Especially when you consider that half the world, lives on less than $2 a day. That's amazing, isn't it? Isn't that incredible to think that anybody in this day and age, 21st century, would be living on less than $2 a day? Kind of a meager existence. And even though our dollar is not as strong as it used to be and the economy is showing signs of weakness, you might say, Chevrolet and Ford, two big manufacturers, having some serious problems, and in other parts of our economy having difficulties, the dollar is still reasonably strong. For example, if you compare it to, another nation, let's say Zimbabwe, read an article in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette just a few days ago that said $1 U.S. dollar will buy 1 million Zimbabwean dollars. So they're having some real difficulties down there. Terrible, terrible difficulties. So we have a lot to be thankful for here, don't we? Unfortunately, And these end times that we're in, a lot of people are not too thankful. And think about a lot of difficulties that we have and so forth. It's easy to not be thankful. And God wants us to be even thankful and have joy, I guess, when we fall into difficult times or even trials. So turn to James 1. James was the brother of Christ who wrote this. And so he was familiar with some of the trials. He saw what his brother, stepbrother, I guess you could say, Jesus went through. And that was certainly very difficult for him to handle, I'm sure. But he says in chapter 1 and verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Now, that's not an easy thing to do, is it? It's a lot easier to get angry for someone who may have helped you through to get into that trial, or become bitter because you can't see why, you know, we're God's people and why we should have to go through something like that. But God does allow His people to go through various trials. And as it says here in James, one of the very good reasons for going through a trial is knowing that the testing of our faith produces patience. And if we read in the margin, I don't know what your margin says, but mine shows Romans 5:35. It talks about perseverance. Perseverance. You go through a trial and you learn to persevere, and you go through another one and you learn to persevere more. And after a while, you are persevering. It's one of the keys to success that Mr. Armstrong pointed out. We persevere. And Paul says we're to be thankful for all things. He also says that in Romans 5 that perseverance produces character. And character is one of the things that God is looking for in us. Righteous character is something that He cannot produce by fiat, as Mr. Armstrong pointed out many years ago. But it takes effort on our part, and it takes us going through certain trials to produce that character. God wants to know, you know, what character that we do have. He has to know that before we're part of His kingdom. After all, we are going to be part of His family. And that's the big picture that we need to think about when we're going through trials. One good example of that is in the Old Testament is Joseph. And I'm sure that he didn't appreciate it too much when he was sold into Egypt by his brothers and then put in jail later by a false accusation from Potiphar's wife. And then he had to stay in jail quite a while. But God allowed it for a purpose, because then He brought Joseph up over Egypt as a second in command. And He provided a salvation for Israel that way, at least in that time. Abraham is another good example, where he had to sacrifice, or thought he was going to have to sacrifice, his only son. And after that ordeal, God said, Now I know that you fear God. So God didn't know that for sure before that trial. So God lets us go through some trials, and they don't seem like they're much pleasure at the time, and they're not. But there is a reason for God allowing us to go through trials. And so, as it says here in James, we can count it a joy when we do. And it's more of a joy when we get out of them, I guess. But at any rate, they serve a purpose. Well, it's good for us to be thankful about our blessings and so forth. But if you'll turn to Proverbs 17, verse 22, God doesn't want us to be thankful for Him just because He is God and we are His people. That's a good reason, but it's not just to praise God that we give thanks. It's also good for us. It's a practical purpose. Good for us right now in this physical life. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Solomon says, "A merry heart or a joyful heart does good like medicine. I guess we could assume like good medicine. But a broken spirit dries the bones. Now, there have been several studies about this that have proven that. Of course, the Bible is true. It's the Word of God. One such study I looked at recently on the Internet was from the University of California at San Francisco, and it was talking about this very thing, having an attitude of being grateful and being positive-minded. It says, for example, that the gratitude and joy promote health, physical health and mental health, and prolong life. But anger and resentment cause stress and wear down the body, causing poor health. So even in giving thanks, something that God asks us to do, requires us to do, be thankful, that is something that's not just good for Him and good for others that we come in contact, but it's good for us, a good practical thing. So with Thanksgiving near, I'm sure we'll all be giving thanks to God for our many blessings that we have. Sometimes when we think about it carefully, we can give thanks to God for the trials that we're going through and the character that He's building as well. And even be grateful for the fact that it's good for us to be thankful.